This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm with you here tonight. You've got Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Still to come here, we've got economics in one lesson. What I consider to be probably one of the more important chapters in the book. We're a good two-thirds of the way through this thing at this point. It's called The Function of Profits.
And now, my version was a short chapter, wasn't it?
Yes, no more than four or five pages.
We'll
get into that coming up here in moments, but we're going to your calls first, where David is on the line in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hey, yeah, I want to go back to Temper's call and highlight something that he said. He had said that he was going to the city council meeting, and it was in Florida, with a friend, and the city council had declared, however they would do that, declared his friend mentally ill, and then lumped Temper in with that as well, and therefore was using that against them to bar them from speaking. Was that correct?
That's what he said.
Right, yeah. And this actually ties into what you were talking about last night as well, is that the of the many, many, many different things that people in power have grasped onto, which is virtually everything, as a way to control the people. That is one more, in the 10 years I've been fighting these court cases, that's one more of the recurring themes that has happened to me and that I've seen. In my case, what they did was, based on the false insinuations that dragged me into the courtroom in the first place, what the judge then did is said simply, and they wouldn't have got away with any of this if I'd have known the law back then, or if I'd had been able to afford a lawyer at that time, mm-hmm. Or had been appointed one at that time. Because I didn't know the law and I didn't have a lawyer, the judge was able to say that based on a woman making a phone call to the judge directly and speaking out of court, hearsay, unverified, and then refusing my demand to bring the woman into the courtroom, she illegally ordered me to go get psychologically evaluated, and of course, as an idiot, I said, absolutely, because there's nothing there. And so, but what happens is, if you've ever read the DSM, for instance, Diagnostic Statistical Manual or whatever it is that psychological professionals use, mm-hmm. as a template to label people, if you've ever read that thing, which they change, every 5 or so years or whatever it is, they amend it to suit their updated needs. Hiding behind the fact that they're updating it to suit new medical knowledge, but what they're doing just as much is suiting it or to match their needs to manipulate people. But if you read that thing, and if you read the symptoms to qualify for any of these hundreds and hundreds of different mental health conditions, if you read them, you can self-identify and then also think of other people that you know, and virtually everybody that you know, yourself and other people, you would see where if someone was trying to label you as something for their convenience, they would have no difficulty whatsoever.
There's something in there for everybody is what you're saying.
There's something in there for everybody.
Like oppositional defiance disorder. That's the one I would get.
That's all of you guys. You guys are meet that one too, right. Me included. And the point is that this is a tactic that they use to violate people, to shut them up, to put them in their place. They can literally put you in a cage based on if you're a psychologist or psychiatrist or even a doctor, but a psychologist or a psychiatrist says that, I see that I put it on my license that this person fits this description and therefore they're dangerous and they should either be in jail or be in a hospital or, for instance, have no contact with their children. And in my case, what they did is they said that I shouldn't have contact with my children until I do A, B, C. You know, and they made a little list of this group therapy and this individual therapy and crap like that. And so I did all that stuff. I did all that stuff. And then the court still did not give me back access to my children, even after I jumped through all those
hoops.
They will use that to retaliate. And what people should do, or I guess I won't tell other people what to do, if I could do it over again, knowing now what I didn't know then, is, you know, well, number one, if I'd have known the law, I'd have just said, ha, you know, good joke, judge, because you have no legal standing, no jurisdiction to order me to any court evaluation because I didn't do anything that warrants it. I would have been better to, no matter what fight I had with the judge, I would be better to have fought that fight saying, no, I'm not subjecting myself to that illegal search and seizure and that's exactly what a forced medical evaluation is without grounds. That's an illegal search and seizure, no different than forcing you to open the trunk to your car when they have no reasonable suspicion or probable cause, because they had no reasonable suspicion or probable cause to send me to a psych eval, caused. So I should have fought that fight rather than fighting the fight for my children. I should have fought the fight to deny them that illegal search.
Maybe somebody can learn from your example. David, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. Russ is in Albuquerque. Also, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Russ. Oh, and he just dropped off the line. The toll-free number here is 855-450. Free like freedom.
Ian.
Yes, Johnny Ray.
During the leadership of General Secretary Leonid Brezhnev, the Soviet Union, mm-hmm. psychiatry was used to disable and remove from society political opponents.
Sure.
Who openly expressed beliefs that contradicted the official dogma.
Must be crazy.
The term philosophical intoxication, for instance, was widely applied to the mental disorders diagnosed when people disagreed with the country's communist leaders. And by referring to the writings of the founding fathers of Marxism, made them the target of criticism. The anti-Soviet political behavior of some individuals, being outspoken in their opposition to the authorities, demonstrating for reform, and writing critical books, were defined simultaneously as criminal acts, symptoms of mental illness, and susceptible to a ready-made diagnosis. Within the boundaries of the diagnostic category, the symptoms of pessimism, poor social adaptation, and conflict with authorities were themselves sufficient for a formal diagnosis of schizophrenia.
He's crazy. Lock him up. Drug him.
Yeah, you must be crazy to go up against the authorities when they're gonna imprison you, beat you, torture you.
Absolutely. I mean, that is definitely, I can see why people would see that as crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Your typical person is going to go along to get along. And so when somebody's rocking the boat like that, they must be insane. And the toll-free number here is 855-450 free like freedom, which is why we need more of those crazy people who have oppositional defiance disorder, people like us that don't like to be told what to do, that want to be independent and live our lives as free as possible. Of course, you can't be completely independent. You still have to depend on others to help you live your life. But, you know, the people who don't want to be told what to do by so-called authorities and all that and want to live as free as possible, if we get more of those people together in the same geographic area, then the less crazy we seem. If you're the only libertarian in your area or the only voluntarist or anarchist or whatever, or you feel like you're the only one, then that's a lonely existence. Whereas here in New Hampshire, where we've got a New Hampshire freedom migration that's been going on here for more than a decade, you've got a strong sense of community within the liberty movement here. There's more libertarians here than you could possibly get to know. You can have more libertarian friends than you can possibly have. Like, you couldn't know them all. And you don't even want to know them all, because not all of them even get along with one another. There are so many of them here. And that's a good problem to have. And we have that here in New Hampshire. We have more libertarians, more voluntarists, more anarchists in one geographic area than anywhere else in the world. And the more of us there are, the more legitimized the ideas of liberty become. whether you want to do inside the system work or outside the system activism, agorism, creating alternatives, spreading cryptocurrency, the best place to do all of those things is where there are other people who are doing them already and are having success with doing them. So you can either stay where you are and lose, or you can move to New Hampshire and actually you can help us achieve liberty in our lifetime. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com to learn more. More coming up.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Still to come, we have to talk about the function of prophets. We're going to get into that, but your calls and thoughts come first. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
The Blink Home Security System is available to you, and it is super easy to get set up. Unlike any other security system you may have experimented with, you don't have to drill any holes, run wires, and go through all that hassle of getting it set up. It's literally done within moments. All you have to do is unbox it. That's probably going to be the longest part of the process, is opening up the package, because then all you got to do is pop the batteries in the wireless cameras, plug in the hub, and set it all up via your Wi-Fi connected device, like a tablet or a smartphone. It's that simple, and it works well. It monitors, the area in front of the camera, and if there's motion, it will take a clip of the motion. You specify how long of a clip you want it to record, and then it shoots that over to you on your smart device, which you can review from wherever you are. Of course, you can set up the cameras to operate at specific times. So head over to blinkprotect.com/FTL, and you can get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for 1 camera. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL for the Blink Home Security System. blinkprotect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live to the phones, your calls and thoughts. Brooke in Albuquerque, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brooke.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I just heard you talking about the DSM-5 a little while ago, and I used to be in the Army. I was actually in the Army for almost 15 years, and I think that the reason why the DSM-5 is changing is because of the way that political correctness is changing. If you get accused of something in the military, just like now in the civilian world, you're guilty until proven innocent, and the surefire way to make sure that you're actually guilty is to command direct you for a mental health evaluation.
And then can't they also, when they do that, can't they also say, oh, yeah, you've had this mental problem since before you were in the military, so therefore we're not going to cover the treatment for it?
Well, if there's no record of it, then they have to cover treatment for whatever mental health diagnosis they give you.
Okay.
But typically what the doctors do is they diagnose people in general with borderline personality disorder, because that's like a catch-all. It's like if they can't diagnose you with 10 out of the 12 symptoms of one mental illness, but you have 2 of 7 different mental illnesses, they call it borderline personality disorder. And, that kind of catches everybody up. So.
Well, thank you for sharing that. What did something like that happen to you while you were in the military?
It actually did, yeah. Yeah, it did.
Is that why you ended up leaving?
That, and I wasn't really sure what was going to happen this past November, so, yeah.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Well, hey, Brooke, thanks for calling tonight and sharing your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, let's continue here. Pat is in northern Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is old Parallel Pat calling from the Thunder Bay. We've talked before.
Hey, Pat, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, it's one of them awful this happened to me stories.
All right.
And first off, I want your listeners to know, if they ever get hemmed up by the law and you're facing any kind of a serious charge, sell your car, sell your dog, sell your guns. Well, keep one, but, do whatever you have to do to get adequate legal defense. Because
okay.
The public pretenders are just that, pretenders.
Yeah, they're usually
pretty
terrible.
They actually get paid a bonus to get you to plead guilty. I know this for a fact.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, if everybody that was confronted with a legal problem demanded a jury trial.
Yeah.
30 days, the legal system would shut down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It wouldn't take everybody. If 10% of the people who are charged with stuff, whether it be speeding ticket or possession of marijuana or, some other non-crime, if 10% of those people were to take it to trial, it would load up the court system to where they'd have to start dropping charges. They would have to.
Well, they pick on the poor.
They sure do.
You know what I mean? You pick off the weak, the lame, the old. That's the way the rules work.
Well, right. If you're a bully, you go after the easy marks. You don't go after the guy that's just as jacked up as you are.
Anyway, this happened to me years and years ago.
Yeah.
There was a young woman. She's a friend of my daughter's. And I had a bad feeling because I dealt with a teenager like this back when I was a kid. She was getting molested by her father.
Oh, no.
And so I had a conversation with her one night. Well, she ended up going home and giving her grandmother, you know, one of the cover stories. I don't know, there's 10% truth in every lie type thing. So anyway, I end up facing these CSC charges here in Michigan. And
The what charges?
Criminal sexual conduct.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but and they said, oh, we'll plead it down to a misdemeanor. You do 30 days in jail and 10 years on paper. And this is back when the internet was just new founded, right? And it's
okay.
Going to be no internet registry, and you come in, sign a paper once a year, and 10 years, it's over. Well, the last month of the 10th year, they send me a piece of paper saying that they have changed me from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 2 and added another 15 years onto my tail.
What?
So, yeah, now I got to go register twice a year. I'm registered with my face on the internet. This is for a misdemeanor.
Wow. How can they adjust your sentence without any kind of court hearing like that?
This thing has been taken to court, evidently. I've done a little bit of research on it. People have tried to beat it, and they've been smacked down.
And you had a public defender?
Yeah, I had a public pretender, exactly.
I don't know if it's true that the public defenders get a bonus in every state, because I, surprisingly, have actually seen a couple of decent public defenders here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. Like,
well, Keene, New Hampshire is a remarkable place, but this story gets way worse.
Oh,
I ended up like 3 years after the 10 years, okay? I've already done hell here.
Uh-huh.
And the oil boom gets busting, and there's no work here. So I sell some guns. I get some money. I'm a carpenter. I'm going to go build houses for the oil workers, right? You know, everybody needs a place to live. So I go out there, and I did a little research before I left, and I found out Wyoming and Montana were the only places that if you had a misdemeanor CSC, you didn't have to go through all the registration hoo-ha.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up in North Dakota for the first year, and comes time I got to register, and the guy I'm working for, he's building houses on his property, and he don't want the locals. He doesn't want the bad rep of having a child molester on the property.
Yeah.
Right? So he says, no, you can't use my address. Well, nobody tells you you can register as a transient. I had to find this out after I was in federal custody. So anyway, I bust out of North Dakota because I know I got to register. I ain't got no money to get home. This guy stiffed me for $11,000.
Oh my God! All right, hold on. I know you said there's more to your story. Hang on, Pat. We'll bring it back for that here. The nightmare of having one of these sex so-called crimes. We don't really know exactly what he was alleged to have done, but he took a plea deal. There's more coming up here in moments. We'll hear the rest of it. And this is Free Talk Live.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors years for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
We are, of course, going to take your calls about anything you want still to come. Economics in one lesson. We've got a chapter about profits that we need to talk about here tonight, but we're going back to your calls and thoughts. Also, want to invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. Where you've got a forum. We've got the brand new Free Talk Live forums that have really taken off in recent weeks. There's a lot of posts over there. Listeners of the show and Free Talk Live amplifiers and hosts are interacting with one another and others on the Free Talk Live forums. Go to forum.freetalklive.com to get interactive there. It's free, of course. That's forum.freetalklive.com. We're talking with Pat in Northern Michigan about his odyssey of it being in the court system as somebody who ended up getting a guilty, taking a guilty plea for some sort of misdemeanor sexual related crime. What was it that they had alleged that you had done, Pat?
Well, my crime was I had snapped the waistband of a teenager.
That was it.
That was it. That was it. And my lawyer told me after a 5-minute consult in the back room where he basically told me if it was his kid, I probably wouldn't be walking right now. This is the only talk I had with my lawyer. Right?
Wow.
And then I'm in front of the judge and he leans over at me as the judge gives me the furry eyeball and he says, if you don't tell him you did that to see her snatch, this is going to trial and you're going to go up for 4 years. So I'm just like quaking in my boots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, you took the plea, and then you got this what did you call it, CSC, criminal sexual conduct?
Yeah, criminal sexual conduct, fourth degree misdemeanor.
Held over your head, and they just kept making the requirements worse on you. You were getting into
they kicked it from 10 years to 25 years, doubled my statute, which put me in a whole different category. Doubled my registration. I had to come in twice a year instead of once a year. Put me on the internet, you know, so now all my neighbors are talking. I can't get a job. I can't, you know, it ruins your life.
Yeah. So then you were telling us about how you went out to go work in the oil fields. Construction worker.
So three years after I'd done my 10 that they scheduled me for, I'm brokered in hell. It's, you know, this is just shortly after 2008 where everything fell to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And the oil boom is just like a year and a half into it, year into it. My son's already out there for 6 months, so I got a foothold. So I go out there, and I make a little bit of good money first year. First 6 months, anyway, I hook up with a good guy. But he ends up losing his ass because he gets screwed by some people. And I end up in bad times, so I got to grab a log floating down the river, you know, the next boss come along. Mm-hmm. And he ends up screwing me, and this is the guy that don't want me to use his address to register. Well, that's a whole other story. Out there in that pothole prairie, there's places where you can't get signal. There was planes flying over this little valley I was in, and I know they were trying to find me on my cell phone because there was only one little corner in my camper where I could put my phone and it would come in, and they were trying to find that damn signal. So I knew they was hunting me. And like I said, before I left Michigan, I had somebody check, and they told me that Wyoming and Montana didn't have any mandatory registration for misdemeanors.
Okay.
So I'm like 50 miles from the Montana border, and I hear about this sugar factory out there that's hiring. So I'm like, all right, well, you know, double you don't, better than the double you don't. So how'd I go to work at the sugar plant? Well, they let me work just fine. Actually, you know what? I didn't. I went and I worked for a guy that did gutters and whatnot, steel buildings. I did what I do. And then come winter, I got in a hard time and I had to find a place to get new digs because me and him had
Where
an
is
issue.
This going? We don't need to know all the intimate details.
Where this is going is I ended up getting hemmed up by the feds and spending a year in and out of federal institutions out there. They had me in Billings, Montana, homeless in my slippers in the middle of the winter and kicked me loose. No place to live and no backup. I ended up having to Shanghai my federal defender out there. And basically, after many, many, this is a long damn story, but he finally got them to give me a psychological profile test. And I proved to them that I was not the threat and the pedophile and, you know, everything that that pretenses and statutes had said I was. So they cut me loose. I'd still be homeless on the streets of Billings, Montana right now, dude.
Wow. Pat, it's a terrible system. I'm sorry that it happened to you, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to let's talk to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you had some suggestions for Pat there in Michigan. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to say, you know, that to even have to be on the registration, I mean, especially, you know, after you've finished your time, I mean, it's just, I mean, you can't punish a person for the rest of their life for a crime of what they've done, but I want to give that guy a suggestion, and that is that at least in Vermont, you know, if you're somebody that has been, you know, from another state that's been convicted of, you know, a sex crime, if you move to Vermont, okay, and if they've been out of the system for more than 10 years, you know, they could, you know, essentially, Vermont will forgive their crime. They
really?
Won't be underneath, you know, it's some
when
kind
you
of
say
like
you've been out of the system, when you say the person's been out of the system, it sounds to me like Pat's not out of the system, that's still following him around. Like, when you say out of the system, what do you mean?
out of the system, meaning like out of a correctional facility for like,
oh, okay,
like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the state, what it does over here in Vermont is it forgives the person's past and allows them to be able to, you know, get on with a brand new life. But that's just here in Vermont. I'm not advocating for people to move here, but,
okay,
you know, if he was having that kind of trouble, you know.
It's an option, you know, is what you're saying. It's an option. All right. Robert, thanks for sharing that tonight with us. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with Steve. Steve is on the line in New Hampshire calling from Lancaster. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey there. I just wanted to comment about that guy from Michigan.
Yeah.
It is true that the system does really hash people over a lot, and the problem is actually in their lien. I don't know if you're familiar with lien, the Law Enforcement Information Network.
No.
Once you get in trouble with the law, there's a new national database, which is also linked in through NICS, and anything about you can be found through lien nationwide, and it's supposed to only be for the judges and the police, but as a victim myself, I can tell you that once they mark you, they can put anything derogatory into your record, and then once the police pull you over, they bring you up on their computer, and they can look at this lien, which is like a little note section about you, and they can put anything in there they want, and you can never fight it, you can never dispute it or argue it, and you know, I've almost been shot by a state trooper in cold blood, just, I believe, because of what was in lien about me, and you know, there's been other situations, but here in New Hampshire, what I found out recently, I got a ticket for riding a four-wheeler on the road where it wasn't permitted, and it was Fish and Game that ticketed me. So I went to court over it because I fight every ticket.
Good.
And, you know, I figured since I was kind of new and didn't know all the rules that the guy would at least cut me a break, but he didn't. He was very rude and obnoxious, wrote me the ticket. So, you know, I figured I'll fight it, get the cost cut down. And when I went into that courtroom, actually when I first showed up, they wanted to have me speak with another.
Hold that thought. We'll continue here in moments. You can share your thoughts here with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here at 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm, live Sunday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
All right, so we had Steve on the line. He was telling us a court story, and then he dropped off during the break there. If there was a technical issue, certainly welcome to call back. Normally our rule is one call per night, but if there's some sort of technical problem, we will waive that rule. Anyway, Ian and Johnny Ray here. We've got the book... Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt, and we've been going through chapter by chapter and kind of doing an online book review here, or an on-air book review, or a book club, and this chapter, Johnny Ray, is The Function of Profits, and I have to say that I consider this to be one of the more useful and informative chapters, because profits get a real bad rap, don't they?
Yeah.
And they, apparently, this book was written in the 1940s. They got a bad rap back then, too. So, you know, what's old is new again. People are very anti-profit for whatever reason. They've been raised to believe that profits are evil and that profits are bad. And one of the things that Hazlitt starts out by talking about here is that, at least according to statistics back when the book was written, and I suspect the same is still true today, although it would be interesting to see...
Profits are very difficult to come by.
Right, that most corporations, most companies, are not profitable. In fact, most of them are losing money and likely to go out of business, which means the investors who took the risk of investing in whatever that business was are going to lose their investment. So in that case, there is no profit. In fact, there's the opposite. There's loss. And he talks that, you know, says that that is... the way things tend to be, that a lot of people think that the most profitable, they point to the most profitable corporation, and then they talk about how bad, you know, that is for whatever reason, and then people extrapolate from that that, oh, well, all corporations must be as profitable. And that's just not the case.
Right. And what happens when a firm achieves profit, large profit, in some endeavor of theirs, what happens in the world is that suddenly their competitors, or would-be competitors, see the profits they're making.
It's a signal to the marketplace.
And they jump in, and they retool, and they start trying to go after some of those same profits. and that reduces the profits for the original firm. And it's a...
Because of competition.
Because of competition. It's a natural leveling process where firms are where the profits are difficult to come by, and it channels the potential for profits, channels the efforts of our manufacturing and our service providers. It channels their efforts into providing the products and services that people are not currently getting as much as they want to. Because when you've got a shortage of something, that's where you can really make profits. If you're into a new venture, something that's new on the world, and nobody else is doing it, you can get incredible profits.
If you're first. Right.
And so that's one of the functions of profits is to keep people going, keep people pleasing their consumers.
Well, because if, as he points out, if the profit in a given industry is very, very low, that's going to not be attractive to others to compete in that particular industry. You're likely going to see companies getting out of that particular business because it's just not worth their while to spend time on that thing, mm-hmm. or that manufacturing or that service. But ultimately, that profits are a useful function and a critical function for the marketplace to have without interference from government. We don't need some know-it-all bureaucrat coming in and deciding how much profit somebody should be allowed to make. Because if a government bureaucrat comes in, let's say an industry, and by the way, he says that the typical profits here, corporate profits average less than 6% of the national income. Now, this was, again, at the time this book was written. But it's not a whole lot of money right there. But if a government were to come in and say, we're cutting your profits down from 6% to 1%, well, then that is going to mean that there's not going to be much innovation in that particular industry, because one of the pushes towards innovation is the idea that if you can make a manufacturing process, for instance, more efficient, find better sources and cheaper sources of products or whatever to make the costs of creating that thing less, then that could increase your profits. If you're artificially limited on how much profit you can make, then you're not going to be incentivized to try to increase them, which means that you're just going to rest on your laurels and say, well, if all we can get is 1%, we're just going to keep getting our 1% as long as we can, and we're never going to try to make things more efficient, going to, you know, make the production process better to where we can then, you know, bring new people on board or use those profits to pay our employees more so we can get better people to stay at the company longer. I mean, these are all things you can do with profits. I remember one of my former girlfriends, she used to work for the Panera company, and the franchisee that owns a bunch of those stores in New England, they had a little saying, which was profits provide possibilities. And that meant that not only could those possibilities be the expansion of their business, but also donations to charities and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Another point to consider is that you need to balance profits against losses. And you're always, even when you've got the government looking out for you, there's always the chance that you will lose everything and
sure.
you will have 100% losses. And that's always there, and the government doesn't
prevent that.
It doesn't prevent that. I don't think they claim to. If they did, it would be a false claim. They can't prevent you from losing out on your venture. But if you're always facing the prospect of losing everything,
that's investment for you.
Yeah, why? But you're only allowed to have, in your case, a 1% profit. Then, you know, people just aren't gonna start these new ventures.
Yeah, why start? Why mm-hmm. innovate? Why create the product or the service in the first place? And so that's why, you know, you see in marketplaces where the government has more restrictions on licensing and who can get into an industry, you don't see robust competition. You see stagnation. You see the same old players. Like, great, you know, a great recent example of this would be the transportation business, where in some cities, Uber and Lyft and the other ride-sharing companies have been allowed without, you know, government interference to come into a market and compete and bring this new service, this ride-sharing service, this concept into the marketplace to compete with the old entrenched and established and long-time protected taxi cab business. And in some of those markets, the taxi cab businesses lobbied the government to try to stop Uber and Lyft from coming in and bringing innovation and bringing new competition, bringing lower prices, bringing better service into the marketplace. And when those companies were successful at driving Uber out, you saw all kinds of problems. Not only people not being able to get picked up by the taxi cab companies, but also more drunk driving arrests.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes there's life and death consequences here.
Yeah, that reminds me of a story that I've told before, but I want to tell again. Mm. From 1996, Hurricane Fran down in the South Atlantic coast of the United States. A hurricane came through, tore through, knocked down trees, took down power lines. And the city of Raleigh in North Carolina was heavily hit.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this is a story that I first heard from Michael Munger, who is from Duke University.
Okay.
And so the city of Raleigh is basically knocked out. But in a neighboring town, I think it was Goldsboro, North Carolina, there were a couple of guys who saw a tremendous opportunity to profit,
right,
because of the desperate scarcity of vital resources in Raleigh, the capital of North Carolina. So they rented a refrigerated truck,
mm-hmm,
and they loaded it up with ice, because when your power goes out, some of the vital life-saving resources you have need to be kept cold,
sure,
like insulin,
sure,
baby formula. So they rented a truck, and they filled it with bags of ice, and they took it to Raleigh, and they took it to the hardest hit area, the center of the city. In order to do so, they had to clear roads to get there. They brought chainsaws with them. They cleared
That's
the roads.
That's a valuable service.
Definitely.
Right there.
Definitely, and it was all for greed they were doing this, to better themselves. Because when they got into Raleigh, the price of ice now is effectively infinity. It can't be got for any price.
Mm-hmm.
So they come in with their ice, their truck full of ice, and they start selling it for $12 a bag. Normally,
a bag normally.
Yeah, this time in the 90s in Raleigh, it was about $1.70 a bag.
Yep.
So people were very upset about this, but these guys were offering them a tremendous discount on infinity. And
right,
and they were out there selling their
Without
ice.
Without them, there would have been zero.
Right.
There would have been zero ice.
But some people complained. They called the police, and these guys were taken. Their truck was impounded.
Wow.
And all the ice in it melted. And that's the end of that story.
And people's insulin did not get refrigerated.
That's right. The price went back up to infinity because they didn't want to pay $12.
We are out of time for tonight, but you can join us tomorrow online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Have a great rest of your weekend, what remains of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.